Okay, so fun fact, I am a weeb. So when I found an anime questionnaire, I thought, hell yeah. Time to talk about some anime, boy. So, okay. First question. What was the first anime you remember seeing? I would imagine that it would be a mix of everyone's first Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon, or Digimon. I don't remember which one I saw first, exactly. What genre do you find yourself watching most and why? It's usually a mix of either action anime like shonen or shoujo. It depends on my mood. Sometimes I want to watch people fight. Or sometimes I just want to watch anime girls be cute and adorable. Have you ever found yourself attracted to a character in an anime? If so, who was your first crush and who do you like now? My first crushes, I remember kind of looking back on it years later being like, oh, I guess I was a very confused little bisexual because my first crushes were Matt and Mimi from Digimon, and I didn't quite understand why I wanted to just hang out with Mimi so bad. I'm like, God, she's just the best, and I want to hug her, I think, and hang out with her and spend the night with her, which is how I felt about Matt, and I was a very confused little girl. Right now, my husbando is All Might, and I love him very much. 4. How do you consume anime? Do you buy DVDs, Blu-ray, online services, Crunchyroll, Funimation, etc.? Or do you watch it on TV? I don't have cable, so I can't watch anything on TV, unfortunately. Otherwise, I would be watching Dragon Ball Super. I'll buy DVDs and Blu-rays, but typically I use Crunchyroll and Funimation. Mostly Funimation because, well, I do enjoy subs. I watch mostly dubs. 5. Do you watch series live as they are, or do you marathon shows instead? Again, I don't have cable, so I sadly can't watch them live. 6. Tentacles. Thoughts? Not for me. 7. Who would you say is your favorite anime protagonist, and who is your favorite anime antagonist? Do you generally prefer the good guys or the bad guys? I would say favorite anime protagonist. I am very particular for, well, I just really like Vash the Stampede from Trigun. That was one of those that I grew up watching, and I just love Vash so much. Although my favorite character from Trigun is Wolfwood. And I think part of it is like his whole pacifist thing, even though he's so strong. I always thought that was an interesting bit to that character. As for anime antagonist, I mean, I'm gonna have to go with Frieza or Cell. It's probably I would imagine a lot of people feel that way, because growing up with Frieza and Cell, because they're just a lot of fun, and Frieza is so over the top and extra, and I love him. And I generally prefer the bad guys. I think y'all can figure out why. 8. You and your significant other are going to dress up as anime characters in the bedroom. Who do you each dress up as? They're gonna have to be All Might. Don't care if they're a man or a woman. They can be All Might. I will be whoever they want me to be. 9. Well, it's not always an option. Given the choice, do you sub or dub? typically dub, mostly because I have trouble concentrating on one thing at a time. So I'll be, like, reading or looking at my phone or cross-stitching while I'm watching TV, and I don't know any Japanese, so I can't do those things while watching subs. I will watch a sub, though, especially if it's not available for a dub. 10. Is there an anime that other people loved that you just couldn't get into? I feel like I am left out with all the brother-sister shit. I can't do it. It's super popular. Every time I walk into Barnes & Noble to buy some manga, there's at least one new brother-sister title, and it's just not my thing. I won't judge you if it is, but I don't get it. I don't. 11. Which character do you most relate to, and who do you most aspire to? I think I'm the living female version of Kuwabara from Yu Yu Hakusho. I love cats. I'm very loyal. I will fight for my friends. I may not be the smartest, but gosh darn it, I try. And I try to be very wholesome, and I just want to be everyone's friend, and I'm very nice. As I most aspire to, I think Toru Honda from Fruits Basket. I find her to be very admirable. She's so kind and thoughtful and caring, and that's how I want to be. I just want to take care of people, make sure that they're okay, and always be kind, even if someone isn't necessarily being so kind to me. I never know what they're going through and why they're acting that way, so it's better to be kind. 12. Anime series sometimes have really catchy opening songs. If you had to pick a favorite right now, what would it be? I mean, the Soul Eater opening is awesome. I have that on my gym playlist, and it's just the best. 13. Do you have a guilty pleasure anime? I can think of two off of the bat. One, they're for different reasons. The first one is Keijo. I typically don't watch ecchi anime. If you don't know what Keijo is, the plot is it's a fighting anime, but it's a bunch of hot women who fight only using their boobs and butts. They can only hit each other with their boobs and butts, and it's really funny. It's played straight, so they're all very serious about being the best, about hitting each other with their ass and their tits, and powering up and getting their boobs and butts really strong, and it's really funny. And it has really good characters, actually. It has no business being as good as it is. The second one is, it's called, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but Vice Cruise, which it's my guilty pleasure because it is the worst anime I have ever seen. It is legitimately bad, but it's so funny it's bad. I love so bad it's good kinds of things. I always tell any anime fan that I get friends with, like, about this anime because it's just an experience. 14. Have you ever crossed the line from regular anime to hentai? No, I have not. I don't really care for hentai. 15. Have you ever been to a convention? I have been to one, and it was alright. I'm not really a group person. Like, I don't... the crowds. 16. If you had to pick one show and it could be the only anime you could watch for the rest of your life, what would it be? Oh boy, Yu Yu Hakusho. Hands down. 17. If you could live in an anime world, which one would it be and why? My Hero Academia. Of course, I want to be a superhero and help people. I want to be trained by Aizawa. That would be fucking awesome. Have him as a teacher. Meet All Might? Are you kidding me? Meet All Might and just freak the fuck out? 17. If you could live in an anime... Oh, God. I'm an idiot. 18. Which particular character's voice would you say is your favorite? Alternative, do you have a favorite voice actor? What do you like about them in particular?
I mean, I think that... Oh, excuse me.
Just on voice alone, I really like Spike Spiegel's voice. It's very calming. But if I had to pick a favorite voice actor, it'd be, I hope I don't pronounce it wrong. It's like Christopher Sabat or something. Or Sean Schmiel. They're from Dragon Ball Z, most known for Dragon Ball Z. Christopher Sabat or whatever. I'll just call him Chris. he also voices Kuwabara and literally a bunch of other characters because he's very talented. And I think he's a very cool dude. 19. Have you ever or would you ever cosplay as an anime character? I would love to. Unfortunately, I have no sewing ability or creativity when it comes to making clothes. I love buying clothes and wearing them, especially cute stuff, but I am in awe of cosplayers' talents, to be honest. 20. When you were looking for a new anime, what do you look for? Quality animation, particular genre, certain voice actors? It depends on what I'm in the mood for. Sometimes I want something dark. I watched Angels of Death recently, and that was fucking awesome. It had a serial killer, and I said, be still my heart. I mean, quality animation is a given. Other than Vice Screws, like, I want good animation. Give me that good animation. Honestly, a lot of it is catch-up for me, because I fell out of the anime game for, like, 2 years. And now I have to rewatch everything. I only watched One Punch Man like 2 months ago, which sucks because it's amazing and I'm so sad I put it off for so long. I still have to finish Attack on Titan. It's just a lot. 21. Are there any animation studios you look out for new shows, movies? Not really. I don't really follow studios, I just follow seasons for the most part. 22. What do you think about the increase in fan service over the past few years? It's not for me. It doesn't get my rocks off. I don't care for it. If it's your thing, that's fine. It's not mine. Especially, I just don't appreciate the sexualization of 10-year-olds. That's creepy to me, and it will always be creepy. I don't like it. That can stop. 23. Futanari. Thoughts? It's fine. 24. Have you ever bought merchandise such as statues, action figures, body pillows, or vibrators? I didn't know the vibrators existed. I have all of those things. I have an All Might body pillow. I have action figures, I have statues, I have Hamura from Madoka Magica, I have a bunch of Dragon Ball Z ones, I have Sailor Moon, I have an All Might one on pre-order. 25. Which anime or manga have had the biggest impact on your life? Honestly, I would say Fruits Basket was a big impact on my life. I watched that when I was young and I was in a not good place, and it has a very hopeful tone to it, even though Toru struggles so hard. And she also has to reach out for help, which I never did because it wasn't safe for me to do. And eventually I learned that there are people out there that will care. And I watched that show all of the time. And I love Toru so much. I think she is a great character and a great role model. Sometimes she does go too far with being kind and lets herself be a doormat, but she always has the best of intentions with everybody. And that's who I want to be. I want to be that person. And they're remaking it for 2019. Wherever you live, if you heard a scream, like when that news broke, it was me, because I just started screaming because I was so excited. 26, who is your current anime waifu? My waifu for life is from Madoka Magica. It's Hamura. She's amazing. No one can convince me otherwise that she isn't gay for Madoka. I remember being being that young, confused girl who had the crushes on her best friends and didn't know why. She reminds me of that. I mean, I've mentioned him already, but my husbando is All Might, and I also have my husbando Kakashi from Naruto. I have a wall scroll of him that I wake up to every day. Kakashi can get it. I'm gonna become anime so I can go and fuck Kakashi. Seriously. 27. Finally, recommend up to 5 shows that you think your listeners should watch. These could be classics for people who don't watch anime or overlook gems that the otaku might have missed out on. Okay. So, first recommendation is Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. I feel like most otaku have watched it already. If you haven't, what are you doing? For someone who isn't heavily into anime or new to anime, I feel like Brotherhood is the perfect place to start, because it has everything. It has great storytelling, great pacing, a variety of characters, political commentary, humor. The two brothers, Edward and Al, are such good boys, and all you want is for them to succeed in their mission, and you're rooting for them every step of the way. Not to be confused with Fullmetal Alchemist 2003, which was the one that I grew up on, giving away my age here, but it came out before the manga finished, so they created their own ending, and there's always going to be a special place in my heart for 2003 FMA, but if you want to follow the quote-unquote correct one, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood is where you want to go, because it follows the manga. Another one I would recommend is, I am definitely, of course I'm going to say Vice Cruise. I'll put in my post, like, a link to it. The first 17 episodes are on YouTube. The anime was created to show off the Japanese voice actors' talents, and it shows, because that's all they cared about. The animation is so bad, and you will have to watch the dub, because it's not good, and the plot is really dumb. The plot is, it's 4 pretty anime boys that are full of angst, and they own a flower shop by day and are assassins by night, and they are terrible assassins. They are not good at their job. Oh, it's just the best. I think my third recommendation would be After the Rain. The premise sounds creepy when you first read the premise. It starts out as a 17-year-old girl has a crush on her manager at the cafe shop that she works at, and he's a 45-year-old man. And she wants to bone him, and he's like, you should probably bone someone your own age. Like, I'm a 45-year-old man filled with anxiety, and I don't know what I'm doing with my life. And she's also very lost. What happens is she had an old injury from track, and she can't do track anymore. And she's just lost, and she's looking for anything to really fill that void. And he recognizes that, and he doesn't take advantage of her, thank God. But they have a friendship, and it's so sweet. And, like, I binge watch that anime. I typically don't binge watch anything, so me sitting down and finishing that in, like, a day and a half was a lot. It's only, I think, like, 12 episodes, though. But yeah, watch After the Rain. Also, it's just beautiful to look at. The animation is so good. Something a little older that you youngins might have not watched yet. My fourth one would be Yu Yu Hakusho. It is my favorite anime. It may not be as perfect as Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, but my god, is it a lot of fun and has great characters. It follows Yusuke Urameshi, who dies within the first 5 minutes of the first episode, and he eventually comes back and becomes a spirit detective. It's a shonen, and there's a lot of, like, your classic arcs. There's Yu Yu Hakusho has the best tournament arc I've ever seen. I know that might be shameful to say considering the Cell tournament arc, but whatever. Yu Yu Hakusho has the best tournament arc called the Dark Tournament arc, and it's fantastic. And for an older anime, I think the fighting is really well done. The characters are very lovable. I had a crush on Hiei as a child, because he was just mean and aloof, and I guess that's my type. A more recent one that I absolutely loved was called Aka 13. It's a, I guess, political thriller? I'm gonna have to click on the summary because it's kind of hard to explain. So it's about the main character is in public service, and the nations are divided up into 13, and he's going between the 13 regions because there's rumors of a coup de grace happening, and I'm not explaining it very well, I'm sorry, but just trust me, it's very good. The animation style is very not anime. The characters look a lot different than your typical anime would. If you just type in Aka 13 or Gene Otis, you'll see what I mean. He's blonde hair, blue eyed main character, which is rare. And a lot of the show centers around food, just looking at food and animating food, and oh my god, you'll be very hungry when you watch it. So that's it. Thank you for listening to me be a weeb for a while. I love anime. I will probably just be buried with all of my anime. I own a lot of it. I buy more manga than I read. I'm trying to get through it very slowly. Well, quicker, actually, because I need to go buy more. Alright, thanks, guys!